This evening we are treating a topic that says a very present help. If you have not received, just raise up your hand so that they can see you and give it to you. A very present help. Let everybody say that. Say it again. How many of us need that kind of help now? You are getting one tonight in Jesus' name. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 20. So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as he continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Anna, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Anna answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Cannot thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial? For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken thereto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Anna had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. As from today, your countenance will never be sad in the mighty name of Jesus. As you have been pouring down your heart for the past 42 days or so now, you will not cry in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. The very help you need now, the Lord will send it in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. That is our memory verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's read it together. One, two, go. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. There is hardly anyone among humans who can survive in life without getting help from someone or somewhere else. However, the time the help comes matters. Say after me, say the time the help comes matters. Say the time the help comes matters. Okay? As this will determine its usefulness. If the help needed now, that is presently, is being delayed even for a little moment later, it may be too late or becomes irrelevant. Therefore, there's a need for us to know how to secure a very present help. What is help? Help is an assistance, support or succor. We may not bother to read, you know, Exodus chapter 2, we'll have read, verse 16 and 17. The daughters of the prince of you know, the daughters of the prince of forgotten. Now, let's read it. I've forgotten. That said, the daughters, Exodus chapter 2, verse 16. Those are the daughters that Moses helped. Well, I just know that when you need help, God will send it to you immediately in Jesus' name. Now the priest of Midian, yes, had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. Your help will come at the right time in Jesus' name. Help means assistance or support. Acts 16, 19 to 20. That's where Paul saw an angel that said, come over to Macedonia and help us. What is a very present help? This is where you need to pay a very crucial attention. It is a help needed urgently or immediately. For example, when facing danger or peril, Matthew chapter 8, verse 25. I wish the media can help me, even though they got the outline late. And his disciples came to him and were walking, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Let me take you from verse 23. And when he was entering into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the sea was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. When one is facing a danger or peril, you need a present help. In the story of Anna we read, we saw another one. When mockers are at work. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 4 to 11. That is when Pelina, the second wife of Elkanah, was mocking Anna. And Anna was crying, weeping every day, every Shiloh time. Even at home, maybe. But this particular day that they came to Shiloh, the mockers were still at work, but Anna used her prayer to counter the mockers. Ah, I believe and I'm trusting God. All this prayer you have been praying will silence your mockers in the mighty name of Jesus. When facing forces proving to be stronger or mightier than you, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, talking of what Joseph did to fight against the all the people that gang up against him. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to 4. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Amorites came against Joseph to battle. Then there came some that told Joseph, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side, Syria. And behold, they be in Asansotama, which is Engeli. And Joseph feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. The gang up of the enemies against Jehoshaphat, in order to come and he saw that this is a force that is mightier than himself and his country Judah. What did they do? The Bible says all of them gathered themselves together to cry to the Lord. Do you know? Don't take things for granted. All these are coming together every day to pray. is just to cry for help. No matter the number of the enemies that gather against us, all of them will be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. When we realize that no one can boast of a trouble-free life, we need a very present help. Job chapter 5, verse 7. Job chapter 5, verse 7. I want you to begin to fix yourself into few of these conditions we are reading, so that you'll be able to know whether you need a very present help or not. Yet, he said, let me start from verse 6. Verse 6, Job chapter 5. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. I want everybody to say, man is born unto trouble. You better say it very well. If you don't believe that one, let's read Job chapter 14, verse 1. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Full of what? Full of troubles. And you are telling me that you will not prepare for a very present help. Do you know when the trouble will come? The Bible says that you came to this world quietly, just from your mother's womb, only to arrive into trouble. That shows, I wouldn't say maybe as a way of illustration. Probably that's why when a new baby is being born, immediately the indication that a new baby is born is that he started crying. I don't know whether somebody speak to the ears. You are born into trouble. Maybe that's why the baby is crying. I'm telling you, man is born into trouble and there's need for a present help for you. I wouldn't know if there's any trouble surrounding you today. The Lord will rise for your help in the name of Jesus. When solution is desperately needed to a crucial challenge, Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15 from verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. What did he do? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And there he made for them a statute and ordinance, and there he proved them. Abba, how you imagine that you are a captain of an army, or you are the leader in your family, and for 3 days you have a problem that needed solution immediately, and up to the end of the 3 days no solution in sight? Nobody will tell you that day to begin to cry for help. But I pity many of us that we are still managing to struggle with life, and we are very satisfied with the problem that is sleeping and waking up with us. For how long will you allow it? At any rate, Moses had no option here. For 3 days, no water. Only for them, the only water they will first come across was a bitter one. Who will tell him not to cry? The Bible says, and Moses cried unto the Lord. Every bitter water that you have been tasting, today is their end in the mighty name of Jesus. With your cry to the Lord in this fasting and prayer, you will get water of satisfaction in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a blessed amen. Amen. You know the other story of Bartimaeus? He knew that he needed solution urgently, and the man started crying, and they silenced him, slowed him down. And when he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," the man kept on crying. The Bible says, and Jesus stood still. And he said, "Call him." And the same people now say, "He called thee, come." That day, the man that had been in darkness came to the light. "What do you want?" "I want my sight." Because Jesus saw desperation. Jesus saw that this man needed help immediately. I don't know the number of days we have cried for mercy during these 50 days. Nearly every day we cry for mercy. The God of mercy will stand still for you and will give you the mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Say better, amen. Who can we be sure of his present air? Everybody say God. I didn't hear you talk. Who can we be sure he can give us present help? Say God. He is even being described as a very present help in trouble according to Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, where do we see him as a very present help in trouble? We may not read everything, but you know, remember the Mark chapter 4, 37 to 39. That was when the disciples were on the sea and storm came. And the Bible said Jesus Christ was there resting on a pillow, sleeping. But they came instantly. The Bible said Jesus rose and he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the sea and everything was calm. In fact, they said they made the statement there. They said, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" He's the only one who has the power to control the sea and the storm and silence. Why? He's the very present help in trouble. Exodus chapter 14. I think we need to read that one. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 to 14. "And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord." What did they do? "And they said unto Moses, because there were no grave in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dared thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians which ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cry unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." Amen. Well, I can't, you may not be able to deny the fact that enemies of your life are not resting. How will you imagine tormenting them for over 400 years, and when they got their liberty and they were brought out, I mean, with a powerful hand of God, and yet the man was still pursuing them. The day they left Egypt, the Bible said they carried this spoil. It's like taking the wages of 400 years servitude. And they were being rejoicing, only for them to see the sea ahead of them. And this same enemy, this arch enemy, was behind them. But the very present help in trouble, he rose up for them that day. And he told Moses, "Why are you crying to me? Don't you know I am here?" "Oh yeah." "Tell them to move forward. Every rest on your way, we give way today in the mighty name of Jesus. Every Pharaoh running after you, they will bow down in the mighty name of Jesus." Daniel chapter 3. All these are the stories you will be remembering. Just make sure you fix your heart on the word of God we are reading. All these things are the things the Holy Spirit will paint in your heart on the day that you are facing problem. That's why you need to know this word of God. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Verse 22 to 25. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, through, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. That Son of God is the very present help in trouble. Whenever you are found in trouble, he will accompany you to deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 6. We are seeing God, why the Bible call him the very present help in trouble. We are seeing instances now. Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 to 23. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou suffer continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, that is the very present help, and assured the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. They have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king Nebuchadnezzar glad for him. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found in him, because he believed in his God. It's not a new story to you. You see, but while I was preparing for this message, the Holy Ghost told me that read this story. Read it word for word. So that you will know what transpired actually between Daniel and God and between Daniel and the lion. Daniel said, my God, he has sent his angel to close the mouth of the lion at the right time. Not after they have eaten one hand of Daniel or one leg of Daniel. Daniel came out on hurt as if he did not visit the lions then. Oh God, no part of you will be lost to the enemy in the name of Jesus. Your help will come at the right time in the mighty name of Jesus. Supposing that angel came late, what will have happened to Daniel? It just happened that God does decide that I will answer the prayer of Daniel later. Now, Daddy says something, that the Jews used to say something, that God can afford to lose battles in order to win a war. Because, you know, our common saying in prayer is that God who has never lost any battle. God, Daddy said, God corrected him. God can afford to lose battles in order to win war. At the time they were planning coup against Daniel, and they were conspiring against, God kept quiet. Well, maybe God wanted to prove to him that at the very time he needed the help, I will rise. Now I will keep quiet. I want everybody to know that when the help will come, I will render it. God kept quiet. And Nebuchadnezzar thought he has been winning the battle, or maybe the conspirators, so to say, because, you know, the king did not even want to throw Daniel into the lion's den. No. King Darius didn't want that. But God was waiting. But at the right time, the angel of the Lord, I even guess, the angel had been waiting before Daniel arrived. I pray the hand that will deliver you will not arrive late in the mighty name of Jesus. The power that will deliver you will not arrive late in the mighty name of Jesus. Yo, bawa so pe okude kin wa lo Olorun o ti lowo si ni. Ah, okude ibade yo ninu ewu yen rara, o ba je Olorun ni iwi adebe lakoko ni. Ki se gba to ba ti fall victim tan, Olorun o to debe. You know, several times in the dream, when we are dreaming, when we are denying, we don't know what we are doing. If God will have to leave us alone at that time, you are not praying that time anyway. Your case is not different from the enemy. I'm somebody surrounded by the lions, Daniel himself. But God will arrite at that time and you will smite those demons. All of them will flee. Today, I just pray for you. Demons that are always gathering around you, God Almighty will smite them with fire in the name of Jesus. Say better, amen. Why is God called a very present help in trouble? Psalm 139. Why do we say God is a very present help in trouble? Psalm 139, verse 7 to 9. Or 7 to 13, say. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Are both alike to thee. Look up here. How many of us believe that darkness and light are the same before God? How many of us have believed that? Darkness and light. Do you know what? Your enemies have nowhere to hide. Your problem have nowhere to hide. God is omnipresent. Everywhere. Look at this man. He said, if I go to hide myself underneath the sea, he sees me there. If I fly into the air, he sees me there. Okay, let me use darkness to cover myself. Oh, let me go and hide under the water. He said, I'm only deceiving myself because God is a spirit and it's everywhere. It's omnipresent. That is why he can render the help that you need presently, because he can be there presently. He can be there at the time. Oh God, I want you to say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Why is he called the very present help in trouble? He's committed to his presence with his children. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. He assured the disciples when he was commissioning them, teaching them to observe all things, whithersoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. I am with you. Everybody say always. Say always. Say, God is with me always. Say it. Say it convincingly. Say, God is with me always. Brethren, if you have ever faced danger in your life, you will know the meaning of God is with me always. 2011. We were caught by the people who have brought, he will have cut us into pieces. That was the day I saw sword, re-sword, that are two-edged sword. We were trying to run from the rioters, and we ran into the bush, not knowing that many of them are there waiting for us. And they were using Forerunner Jeep then, very elegant vehicle. So they just came and they said, yes, these are the people we have been looking for. They live in Abuja, so let's, and they carry salt. What are we going to do? Well, I don't know. Maybe the Holy Ghost just moved me. That day, I have 200 naira note that is new. And I just beckon one of them. I just say, come. I opened the glass a bit and I gave him the 200 naira. And he said, let them go. He said, let them go. Let them go. Come and see the brother that drove our car. Inside the heaps of yams, he has to turn inside the heaps. I only know that God delivered us. How he did it today, I don't know. All we are saying is this. Let me tell you, he said, I am going to be with you always. Everybody say always. Always. Even to the end of the age. Hebrew 13. Time is going. Hebrew 13, verses 5 and 6. Hebrew 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as he are, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I want you to say, the Lord is my helper. Say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. He said, I will not leave thee, I will not forsake thee. So that you can boldly declare that the Lord is my helper. And I will not, I don't care what any man wants to. Why do we say he's the very present help in trouble? He's a man of war, ready to fight on the day of trouble. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors. He said, who is that King of glory? He said, I'm the one mighty in battle. He said, I am the man of war, mighty in battle. He said it two times. Our God is always battle ready. He wouldn't tell you that he has gone to go and put on the uniform. No. Anyway, maybe God will permit me to share this with you. Whether you believe me or you don't believe me, it's not. I was very curious when I got born again. So curious that, you know, that was a day I said, God, I said, I want, you know, a little boy, I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to see you. He has been manifesting himself to me several times, but this day, he just manifested himself to me as an army general. And you know what he did? He went on the high sea carrying sword like this, and his feet was not touching the water, and nobody is holding him. Yet he wore army a general uniform, and he carried a sword like this on the high sea. I can't look at him twice. His eye was bringing fire. From that day, look. My attitude and my view about God is different. He's always battle ready. He can fight the trouble of your life at any time. Abba, you will not fall victim of fear again in the mighty name of Jesus. How do I secure his very present help? By calling upon him or crying unto him promptly. We have already read the story of, you know, the children of Israel. They saw the Egyptians. They saw Pharaoh at the back. And they saw the rest in front. In that Exodus 14:10. And the Bible says, and they cried to the Lord. That was why I pointed your attention to it the other time. I even underlined it in my Bible. They cried. Immediately they cried. The same thing happened with the disciples. In Mark chapter 4, 37 to 40. They cried. Carest not thou that we perish here? Master, help us. They were not waiting till another time. They cry promptly. They cry to time.
not delaying it till another time. The same thing with Jehoshaphat that we read. Immediately they reported to him that the enemies have ganged themselves up against you. The Bible says he gathered all the Judah, the children of Judah, and they cried to the Lord immediately. Promptly. Everybody say promptly. I didn't hear you. Say promptly. Promptly. You do it immediately. Well, let me explain what I'm saying here. Some people always, you know, say that they have bad dreams. I'm telling you my own personal experience. But the Lord told me, if I have bad dreams, immediately I wake up, I cancel it. I nullify it. And the demons that will supervise the actualization of bad dreams, they are waiting. They are watching you. But they are like the Pharaoh with all his army. The demon that will actualize that evil, they are already waiting. But the moment you wake up and you counter it and you cancel it. More so, if you can remember the promises of God, you can't remember nothing. Call the name of Jesus and believe in it, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they do what? And they are saved. Call the name of Jesus. A story was told of a brother many years ago in the University of Ife, Obafe Mawolowo University. He's one of the sons of these herbalists or maybe occultic people, and he gave his life to Jesus. And they say, the father has been thinking that this is the person that will replace me when I go, when I die. And he gave his life to Jesus. But right in the hostel, where I was sleeping, all the doors have been closed, windows have been closed, and there was this huge dog with charm on his neck. He just entered the room and was coming towards the brother where I slept. The only thing the brother can remember is the name of Jesus. And that dog went back. But there was one unbeliever that was sleeping very close to the door. And the body of that dog rubbed on the the hand of that dog rubbed on the body of this unbeliever. From that night, that unbeliever started swelling up. I learned to spend several months in the hospital with Christians going there to pray for him. But imagine, only for the body of the dog. Well, it's not even dog, it's an effigy. So the body of the effigy does rub on the brother. Now, if the body of the effigy does touch somebody and he started, what of the fellow they sent him to? But the brother said, in the name of Jesus. That's all he could remember. The effigy ran back. The Bible says, once you call the he that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. That Romans chapter 10, verse 13. They call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be delivered. So you come promptly, desperately, like Anna. You call upon him desperately, fervent and heartfelt prayer. I am begging you, if you have one problem since we have started this fasting and it has not gone, these remaining few days, pray a heartfelt and fervent prayer like Anna and come and see what God will do. Heartfelt prayer. Don't accept that is the faith or that is the conclusion. After all, Anna has been coming to Shiloh for several years. The solution never came. But the year she waited and she cried fervently to the Lord. He told her, he said, I am not drunk. I am only pouring my heart unto the Lord. Was because I need a very present help. He never came back to Shiloh, a barren woman, the following year. He came back with Samuel. By this time next year, We are doing this prayer and fasting. Your testimony shall be multiplied in the mighty name of Jesus. Answer to your prayers will become testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. the remaining days we have, pray heartfelt prayer, fervent prayer, fervent prayer, and come and see that God will always listen. I said it on Sunday. I said desperation. When you take up expectation with desperation, it will turn to your manifestation. You pray desperately and you commit your expectation to the Lord, you can be sure there will be manifestation of your miracle. So you pray, you know, Anna, Bartimaeus, and so on. Then, by refusing to compromise our faith, even in the face of danger, we have already read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. But if he could not deliver us, here, O king, we will not bow down to your idol. We are not bound that. Even if our God that we are serving is not able to deliver us, we will not bow down. No compromise. Everybody say no compromise. Say no compromise. Read the story of Daniel as well. In that Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 to 13, the Bible says, when Daniel has already discovered that the law has been signed, he knew that the law had been signed, he still went back to his house and he prayed three times as he used to do. Now when Daniel, that the writing has been signed, he went into his house and his window being open. He even opened the window in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. No compromise. Never threaten. For those people who depend on God, you will not succumb to the suggestions of the enemy, even if the problem persists, even if the enemy is threatening you. You will know at the right time that you are to be killed like this. Your God will surface. Desperate prayer. Desperate prayer. And I'm telling you, when, you know, I was preaching a sermon in Ondo. I said, you know, many of us, you need to pray specifically. You desire it, you define it, then you demand for it. Everybody say, I desire it. Say, I will. So, no, let's put it the right way. Say, I will desire it. I will define it. Then I will demand for it. You need to narrow your prayer this time to the specific things that you want God to do within these 50 days and cry to the Lord, not agreeing with the devil. And I'm saying that I need to ask you, brethren, do you need desperate help from the Lord? Can I see your hand if you need desperate help? Are you sure you need desperate help? Please stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. The Almighty God that is ever ready to help you, begin to praise Him first of all. That is the very present help in trouble. If all other people run away, God will not run away. At the time you need Him, He will not run away. Just begin to give glory to the Almighty God. Yes, your father, your mother, your closest friend, your spouse can run away from you, but not our God. 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 Thank Him because you have somebody who can be your very present help, who can deliver you on the day of trouble. Please give thanks to Him. Please give thanks to Him. Rabakaya bako kabasaka ya bako koroboshenda. Daddy, I want to praise your holy name. You are always present to give me help that I need, oh God, presently. Daddy, take all the glory. You are always battle ready. You are always ready to deliver, to save. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Desperate prayer at times is not a long prayer. It's a prayer that has to do with now and for now. It's a prayer for now and for now. Lift up and say, Father. Say, Father. Every evil pursuer that I've been running after my life, after my destiny, Almighty Father, chase them away with your fire. Chase them away with your fire. Chase them away with your fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yaba 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 ramosenke remaka yamako keromoshendia ramakroposhendia. Every people pursuer, evil pursuers that have been pursuing my life, yes, all the monitoring spirit, monitoring demon that have been monitoring my life, that they smite them with your fire in the name of Jesus, that they chase them away with your fire, that they chase them away with your fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maposa papa po ramakaya bako kabo se krimarobo rabakaya bako kabrobo kirimarobo kabo ye krimaraba ramakaya bako mo ye krimarobo kirimarobo shendia, that which is them away in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ya masanka ya barobo shendia, in Jesus mighty name we pray. Say, Father, in the midst of danger, in the midst of peril, rise up for my help and deliver me totally. In the face of danger, in the face of peril, rise up for me, O Lord, and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Rise up for my help. Rise up for my help. Rise up for my help. Lord, in the face of danger, in the face of peril, rise up for my help in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That will rise up for my help in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's say, Father, all the mockers that surround me, either they are mocking me silently or openly, use my testimony to silence them. Use my testimony to silence them. Use my testimony to silence them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the mockers that surround me, the ones I see, the ones I see, I don't see, the ones that are doing it in the secret, the ones that are doing it in the open, that they use my testimony to silence them in the name of Jesus. Use my Samuel to silence them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Use my Samuel, Lord, to silence them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 krobo ye krimarubo shenda rabaka yaba koka bo sekereba rabakrobo shindia. Use my Samuel to silence them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, all the lions that are preparing to tear me into pieces, wherever they gather themselves, send your angels to close their mouth. Send your fire to consume all of them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rabba yabba yabba yabba. All the lions that have set themselves to tear me into pieces, Almighty Father, send your angels to padlock their mouth, Lord my Father, and let your fire consume all of them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yabba 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 yabba. Ramaka yabba krobo yekrimarobo shenda. Ramakrobo sekere maraba. Ramakaya bakrobo shendeleba. Ramasankaya barobo shendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say better amen. Say, Father, every storm that is rising up against me in the journey of life, oh, in the journey of life, silence all of them. Command them to be quiet. Every storm. That is rising against me, against my family, against my destiny. Oh, let them be still. Let them be still. Command them to be still. Command them to be still. Command them to be still. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every storm, oh yeah, that is rising up against my life, that they command them to be still. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Ramakurobo shendaba. Rabakurobo shendelebaraba. Ramakuru makaya bakuru mukara marubo shendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A better amen. Few days to go. By Tuesday or so next week, everything is over. You are going to pray and say, Father, every affair of prayers, affairs of testimonies that are waiting for me after these 50 days, all the destroyers of affairs, that we destroy them, go ahead with your fire. and destroy those enemies that want to destroy my testimonies, want to destroy my miracles, want to destroy answer to my prayers. Daddy, let them be destroyed with your fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ya masakaya barobo shenda, labro moshekere baraba, ramakaya bakrobo yekereba, ramosenkere marobo shenda, ramakaya bakrobo shenda laba. Daddy, Lord, all the forces that want to destroy the affairs of my prayers, affairs of testimonies, Father, Lord, in these 50 days, Daddy, Lord, destroy them totally with your fire. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's say, Father, in the 3 days revival service, in the power touch revival service, rise up for our help. Whatever is our demand, Almighty Father, turn all of them to testimonies. Turn all of them to testimony. Turn all of them to testimony. In these 3 days, Daddy, turn all our prayers, our requests to testimonies. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have promised that you will do it. Arise, O Lord, and come and do it for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise, O Lord, and come and do it for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, in these 3 days revival, in these 3 days revival, let the heavens be open for the outpouring of your power like never before, to set the captives free, to deliver the oppressed, to heal the sick. Let the heaven be open in these 3 days like never before. Rabaya baya 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 ba. In these 3 days, Lord, let the heaven be open upon us for the outpouring of your power, outpouring of miracles, outpouring of signs and wonders, manifestation of your presence like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And lastly, you are going to pray and say, Father, no matter the situation I am passing through, help me to be steadfast in you. The grace to be steadfast and not to compromise my stand. Father, give unto me the grace to be steadfast in you and never to compromise my stand. Father, give unto me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say better, amen. The God of Jacob will defend you. The Holy One of Israel will rescue you. The great deliverer will deliver you. On the day of trouble, he will rise up for you. When you need help, instantly he will send one to you. As you have cried unto him tonight, I decree that your help you have received tonight will result in miracles and testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. And wherever you go, he will never leave you alone in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Clap for Jesus Christ.